In 1990, the Americans with Disabilities Act made it law that public accommodations must be accessible to everyone. It also included private places that are generally open to the public. That meant access to jobs, schools, transportation, and places like restaurants and movie theaters.
Yesterday marked the 30th anniversary of the law, and today we're examining its impact. We start with disability rights advocate Judy Heumann, who testified in 1988 in support of the legislation.
I had polio. And so when I was 5 years old, my mother took me to school to register me. And the principal denied me admission into the school because I was a fire hazard and I had no kindergarten. We were being disregarded, you know, not having ramps, not having accessible bathrooms, not being able to get across the street, not being able to get on buses.
It was signed into law by President George H.W. Bush. I remember seeing that on television for the first time as a little kid.
This historic act is the world's first comprehensive declaration of equality for people with disabilities. The first.
My name is Adam Astapa. I am photosensitive to bright light. I have color blindness. I have nystagmus. And I have to look close to a lot of things. And with the help of the ADA, it's as if, like, it's the little things that helped out just a bit. Like, when I was in school, it was, okay, now you have a large print dictionary. We need to look up words. You can use Zoom text now when you want to take your exams.
My name is Laura Griffith. I had given up going to the theater because it was just impossible to see the picture and to follow what was happening. And then when I heard they had a description at the theater, we went to see Hidden Figures, and the wonderful manager hooked me up with the earphones that you wear.
And we are go for launch.
Dorothy and her ladies watch. Mary takes a deep, excited breath as the others smile, riveted to the TV.
It was such a thrill to me. It was kind of like reading a book with pictures. I got to actually experience what was going on in the movie. And when I came out and gave the earphones back to the manager, I just started crying because I was just so grateful to have that opportunity.
My name is Jim Hutchings. The ADA has made simple things like opening doors easier for me to accomplish. So people like me, without thumbs, have an easier time opening them. But also like people with arthritis, people who are carrying a lot of things, it makes the simple task of just opening a door much more accessible.
My name is Brittany McEntee. I wasn't born with a hearing loss. I got one from an infection that I had that had caused my hearing loss. And I think the legacy of the ADA is recognition of people and of their needs, which are, they are just human rights.
One of the important parts, I think, of the celebration of the ADA, in my view, is what's going to happen the day after. The issue is the ADA will continue to go forward. The average person needs to understand why what the disability community is arguing for is not just for us, it's for everybody.
That last voice was Judy Heumann. We also heard Adam Astapa, Laura Griffiths, Jim Hutchings, and Brittany McEntee.